I have found the world's very subtlest excuse that you can never think of that I haven't thought of before. And that is how effective or impactful that excuse is. And that excuse is called, at least I'm aware. Hi, everyone. My name is Isela Armonova. I'm a life coach for transitioning humanitarians. And I wanted to bring this awareness to you and see how we're using our awareness as an excuse not to go for what we want to or live the life we want to. So here is how I have detected it, let's say, because obviously it has existed in my life as well. So I was coaching a client the other day, on Friday, in fact, and as we were talking about her goals, she wanted to be in a particular weight, and she said that every time she plans to go to the gym and work out, she always has a lot of different excuses, right? She has the excuse of, I don't have the right outfit. The outfit I have is not matching me or fitting me. If I work out in the crowd with others, I will feel ashamed. If I work out in on the street, I will not feel comfortable. A lot of different excuses as to why she's not working out to be in the weight that she would like to. And then she was saying that she then goes to meet friends, and then they all talk about these things that they're not doing. And then they all talk about how at least they are aware about it, right? And I think this is something that I've heard many times, but I haven't really paid attention to them. And I also do that in my life. And then I started thinking about, oh my God, this is another excuse that we are inventing. The interesting thing is that I think we should appreciate our brain, is that we are saying that we understand and recognize those excuses. They are excuses. We're recognizing them and we're aware of them. And then we tell ourselves, at least I'm aware of it. And then we don't do anything about it. Right. So therefore, at least I'm aware of it becomes another excuse. Because even if we're aware of it, nothing is changing, right? So if that's you, and the reason why I'm saying this with such lightness and love is because I have done it so many times, and I'm assuming you have done it so many times as well. Now I feel it's time for us to do something about it. Now, before we talk about what to do about it, I would like for you to look at variations of the statement. The other variation of this statement might be, at least I am trying. And this is something that I've heard also several of my clients talk about it, is at least I'm trying to be that person. At least I'm trying to achieve this. At least I'm trying to quit smoking. At least I'm trying whatever. As if to say, it doesn't really matter, like what the criticism my brain has or other people criticize, at least I'm doing my best, or at least I'm doing something about it, right? And as much as I understand and respect those trying, here is the other problem, is that when we keep approaching things from at least I'm aware or at least I'm trying, we will always be in that trying mode. We will not be in the mode of actually being that person who has that result, who has that life, who has that impact. We're not going to be in that place. And think about the other ways that you probably have been using this for a long time. For some of my clients, this is the excuse they've been giving to themselves probably for the last 20 years. And now I would like for you to start looking at how your life would have been for 20 years if you had decided that you will no longer use this as an excuse. So how your life, your quality of your life, quality of your relationships, quality of your fulfillment, quality of your growth, how would that look like if you had had that result, if you had that outcome, that life? How different would it have been? in how it is not. And that's why I would like for us really to talk about when being aware becomes another excuse, right? Then we're not really asking ourselves the one fundamental question. And that fundamental question is, what have I done about it? Or what am I going to do about it? Right? Because as long as we don't do something about it, even if we're aware about many things, right? So we might be aware about many different things, but if we're not doing something with it, it's just like moot point, meaning it does not change anything. It doesn't change the quality of our lives. It doesn't change the next, it doesn't change anything about the next possibly 20 years of our lives, the quality of that life, right? It will stay the same way. And we will keep saying the same thing. We'll keep saying, I'm trying. It will keep saying, at least I'm doing my best. And we keep saying, at least I'm aware. And then not much changing and happening. Because the purpose of being aware is not just to keep that information, right? It's like the purpose of being aware is so then we decide what to do about that awareness. And I think a lot of the times we have this feeling that we cannot really do anything about that awareness. We are very powerless in front of those excuses. We believe it's hard to change. We believe that habits die hard. We believe that in order to get to my result, I need another, I don't know, 10 years or whatever the thing that we have. And then we add more excuses, more beliefs that don't serve us, and therefore not get to the outcome that we want to. Right, so that's why what we I would love for us to really look at is, okay, what have I done about those awarenesses that I have? So if I use my client's example of going to the gym, right? If I have you like been aware of those excuses that I know that I've been using, now what have I done to solve those excuses? And your answer might be, well, I haven't, or I tried, but it didn't work. Now we need to go specific as to why it didn't work, right? So instead of getting away from responsibility, instead of avoiding discomfort, instead of just saying, oh, I'm going to just stay in this loop and not go to the outcome that we want to, we need to get very specific and very curious, like scientists, to look at, okay, I see that I have all of these excuses. I also see, well done, that I am aware of those excuses. And here are the things that list the things that I have done to solve them. And this didn't work. Now let me solve it another way. That would be one way to do that, right? Another way to do it that I find it my favorite is always going to the person or version of us who has no problem with that activity. So I was telling my client as well. So imagine if I was someone who has no problem going to the gym or working out or having a healthy body or whichever the what body that we want to imagine, I'm that person. If I'm that person, what would I do? I would probably know what my excuses are. Great, we already know have that. I would also probably know how to solve those excuses. That could be another skill. We would also like, I would also probably look at it from the perspective of there's no problem, how to solve them, I'm going to solve them, and just keep solving as I go, continue going to the gym, right? That's probably how it would look like. If I'm embodying the person who is so good at working out, so good at being in the healthy body, then I would look at these things as, of course, there's no problem, I will solve them. So, in other words, what I will not be doing as that person, I will not be looking at, oh, I have so many excuses. I can see those excuses. I know they're excuses. I still am not going to go and work out. I'm still struggling. I'm still this. I'm still that. We will not be doing that. And the same goes for people who say that at least I'm trying, right? So, if you have an option of trying or being, why would you still keep trying? Right? So if you have the option of being someone who has no problem working out if we keep using my client's example, then why are you still trying? Or what are you specifically trying? Because I think this is another bandage that we put to ourselves because we don't want to face discomfort, and therefore we just keep using this word of I'm trying, I'm working on this, it's work in progress. We just keep doing that. We just keep prolonging being the person we don't want to be. And I think that's the fundamental reality check that we may all need to have, is that whenever we keep trying, we're reinforcing being the person we don't want to be. And we keep reinforcing actions of the person we don't want to be. Because the person we want to be is who has no problem working out, who is healthy, the person who has no problem transitioning, who has no problem solving problems along the way of transitioning, who is so good at making the impact, who is so good at networking with other amazing humans, who is so good at making their own money while doing what they love. This is the person we want to embody, right? We don't want to embody the person who is trying. We don't want to embody the person who still struggles going to the gym. We don't want to embody the person who is at least aware and not doing anything with it. We don't want to embody the person who is trying but still no result to show for it. We don't want to embody them. Because the outcomes that we want are on the other side of being the person who does these things, who gets these results, who experiences life's quality this way, and who has this type of relationships with herself and with others. That's what we want to embody. So therefore, I would like for anyone who is feeling like, oh my God, this is me, I'm self-aware, but I'm not doing anything, or I keep trying, but I'm not really succeeding in the thing that I want to. Think about how that pattern has been governing over you for how many years. And if you recognize that it has been so many years, and I think for many people that is, that just shows that we haven't embodied the person that we actually want to be. Because the results and outcomes of our current lives are showing who we have been so far, right? So therefore, now we need to look at the outcomes we want. And if we want the outcomes that are different than the one we keep getting currently, then we need to change being the person who we are. So therefore, look at all of the ways that you have been aware but not doing anything. Now think about being the person who no longer has issues with those topics. How would that person solve for all of these? And then start solving for them. So that's why I would like to invite you to my group coaching, which is my lifetime of support for humanitarians, where we work through exactly this topic of identity, where you finally be the person who has no problem transitioning, who has no problem with fears of transitioning, fears of failure, fears of rejection. Therefore, you have the quality of life that you want to, the freedom that you want to, and the money that you want to keep going for what you would like to go for. And the more we embody that version, the more outcomes we get that will be different than the ones that you're getting now. So if you'd like to join, you can click the link below to get a consult, and we'll discuss through to have your own roadmap of how to make that transitioning possible that is tailor-made to you. And we'll be coaching you in the group individually within the group setting. So if that is for you and you would like to take advantage of getting my support for lifetime, then you should book that consult. Until then, have a beautiful week. I'll talk to you next week.